podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Jeremy, you wanted to explain what you started to touch on yesterday, and then we just made fun of you.
You totally did, which was totally different than what I wanted to talk about. But I guess I can start by saying I love you ladies. You're magical, beautiful creatures. I love having you around usually.
Sounds like this is coming from the butt file.
Let me tell you a story. I've been just kind of fed up lately with the ladies in my bubble. It all kind of starts back at Easter a little bit. My mom was irritating me at Easter, so we were fighting a little bit. Fast forward another day or so, my sister and I were in an argument. We were butting heads because she's a big liar. Then I had come to work.
Yeah.
And Emily set me off about something.
What?
You were irritating me, but I don't know what it was.
I was just being adorable.
You were farting dream catchers or something. And then later that night, Nicole, bless her heart, I know she's preggo, okay? Hormones, my friends. She has so much hormone action right now. She's nag, 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 nag at me. And then she's crying, and then she's fine, and it's nag, 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 and
she's bearing your child, you know.
Listen, I get it. You magical creatures. You are beautiful, beautiful people. But I just put my hands into my face at the dinner table, and I said, 6 months. I just need 6 months with no women in my life. Please. Just go away or put me on an island. I just want to be away from you all. I cannot take it anymore. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Is that wrong?
I don't think we miss you that much.
No, I'm at my lady limit.
You know, there are some situations. It's funny because I usually am the only girl in a room full of guys right now at home in my, you know, personal life with family, friends. And Jeremy, you are usually the only guy surrounded by all these females.
Yeah, a lot.
So I get it. But, you know, it's not like we want you around. So
Oh, yes, you do.
Go ahead.
Yes, you do.
I think she brings up a good point. If you were to go away to some island for 6 months, I don't know that any of the women that you just ticked off on that list would really give a rat's whether you were there or not.
I don't really care. It's just for my own personal sanity because I feel like I'm going to pop sometimes when I'm around you because, let's face it, guys are more logical and women are more emotional, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what really, I cannot talk things out with the ladies sometimes.
Is this why you just started breaking out the old punching bag in the garage?
Maybe a little bit. I just had a physical and my blood pressure is a little high, okay? I'm not going to lie. And I think it's my lady bubble.
One of our coworkers down the hall, Jamie, just walked in the room. Here's another woman. So Jamie says he wants 6 months without women. What do you think?
I feel like you wouldn't last 3 months, truthfully.
Really?
3 days.
3 days.
No, I would totally last.
If he had to go 3 weeks without his mom, his world would crashing down.
Actually, with all of us without women, the world would come crashing down. I mean, it would be the end of
eventually.
People.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, we're kind of, yeah, that whole procreation thing.
But we're kind of essential to that.
You are. But
and
I don't know.
You smell so good.
Thanks.
That's the thing.
Listen, you're standing
you
over
that?
There, tough
Wouldn't
guy.
Wouldn't you miss that, though?
I think you kind of...
I can't
you
even...
You kind of pick and choose when you want to be around the ladies. So, yeah.
Well, that's true.
I think you would be on my board with me. Yeah, you're a liar.
It's not true.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not a liar. Look, you put yourself into these situations between your sister... And your mother, those two.
It's my family. How
and
I'm in
you're
that
the
situation.
One who knocked up your wife, so you're ultimately to blame for that as well.
Okay, that's
right?
Fine.
So you are three of the four, you're responsible for it. The only time I've got your back is when you're talking about Emily.
Crazy. She's crazy. She's nuts.
It's
okay for ladies to say it though, that I'm sick of guys. I'm staying away from
that's
guys.
So true.
You guys, you ladies constantly say that.
Look, it's true. There's a double standard.
There
because
is.
In this country you can bash men.
Yes.
That's
the one. No,
whoa.
But wait.
Hold
no, wait a minute.
On.
Wait. You know it's true. The only class of people that you can bash anymore, period, are white men. Those are the only guys. They're free game for everybody. And if you bash anybody else, then you're a hater and stuff like that. So you do have a point there.
Well, to your face, maybe.
No, you do that. I'm sure you sit around with your girlfriend and say, I'm not doing anything with men for the next 6 months, and I don't even want to see a man. I don't want to talk to a man.
And then you all toast your margaritas.
Yeah, let's go dancing and do some Zumba is what you say.
That's,
and then, but if I
like
bring it up on the radio, I'm the Antichrist.
And part of your problem is also when you do your woman voice.
It's spot on,
though. When you do your woman voice.
Come on, guys, let's have martinis.
You make people hate you just a
little
bit.
Man, I will buy
more.
You that plane ticket to get to that island. Let's get Jeremy out of here.
How about
no
if,
problem.
What if we open up the phones right now for women to call and talk to Jeremy? I've worked with Jeremy for over 10 years, and I've heard him say a lot of stuff that was well, pretty much garbage, but... Today, he's, but today, he's,
all right.
Today, he's talking about how he's completely fed up with women and he wants to move off to an island somewhere for 6 months with no women. And here's what I want to just let you know before, because the lines are full. And we're going to talk to a bunch of women right now. I just want you to know, because I want to give you peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
While you're gone on this island for 6 months.
Here we go.
I just want you to know that I will stop in and check on Nicole often to make sure that she's got everything she needs.
Thank you.
And everything is fine.
You'll have two kids to deal with, too, while you're there. So,
and his mom and his sister. No. They're going to need
some
love.
You sure you
want to
do that?
Love,
or she'll have a sitter. I might need to take her out somewhere to, you know, just express and vent.
Okay.
I'll look after her while you're gone.
Please do. That would be nice of you.
So let's talk to some ladies. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
What do you want to say to Jeremy?
Well, I know he's in a very fragile state right now. So
yes, he is fragile.
I got the shakes.
Yeah.
Because you know how men are, so we have to be very delicate.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like one of my children. I mean, I'm surprised you guys haven't played the man baby yet.
Oh, wait. Thank you. I will do that. Thank you for that reminder.
Oh, my word. This is what I would tell one of my children. I understand life is hard. Getting along with other people, it's difficult. Manage yourself. Give yourself some time out. And then don't wait till you're at the point where you want to move to an island by yourself.
But that is my time
That's
out.
That's not what grown-ups do.
You don't get to store it all up.
That's pretty good.
You know, Stacy.
I don't have that luxury. I have boys. I have brothers. I have a husband. I work with men.
Mm-hmm.
Grow the hell up.
All right.
Here, Stacy, just for you.
Oh, it hurts.
Thank you.
In fact, I'll do one more.
No. Stacy, you rock. I kind of hate you, though.
Why don't you cry about it on that island of yours?
Put her on my list, too. I need to get rid of away from her.
Good morning, Pam.
Hi.
What do you want to say to the man, baby?
First off, I'd like to say congratulations, Jeremy.
Thank you. It's a magical time.
Mm. Yeah, if it was so magical, what'd you do it again for? You knew what you were going through. Suck it up. Be a man.
Yeah.
She's always crying, though. I can't take it.
You got to think of her side of it. What
do you think
she's going through?
I do every single day.
Do nasty things to the women just as much as they do to the man.
Pam,
suck it up. That's your baby she's carrying.
Pam, I got news for you.
Pam.
Nicole's crying has nothing to do with her hormones or the baby. She just realizes she's married to Jeremy.
Put Pam on the list,
too.
Well,
that's true.
I want out of here, Pam.
Hope you have a great day.
Bye, Pam.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Oh, how about some more? They're lining up.
No more. We're good.
Hello, Dawn.
Yes, hi.
What's on your mind?
You know, I'm sorry. I got the tail end of the conversation, but I know Jeremy is mama's boy, Jeremy. Am I right?
Correct, yes.
A little bit.
Okay, I have to commend you for that. I'm a single mom. My son sees his dad also, but he's mama's boy. And I tell you what, he's going to be Jeremy when he gets older.
I
got to commend you for that because family is number one. You never get...
I think you did get in on the tail end of the conversation because I want to leave my family for 6 months.
I don't think you actually heard what he said, Dawn.
Yeah,
but
I'm fighting with my mom, but that's all right.
But thank you for being a good mom to your son. Thank you for calling. Do we have time for one more?
Yes. Sarah. No, we don't.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
We're swell.
I was good.
So what's on your mind?
Okay, Jeremy, first of all, I don't agree with the people that were bashing you. I have four brothers of my own. One's my twin brother. They're amazing guys. My husband's amazing. I even work with a guy that's great. And I can understand how it can be to be around the opposite sex because we are different in how we communicate. But your feelings are just as valid. And what I wanted to say to you is I don't think it's fair, Dom, your point that you made earlier.
What?
That it is okay for women to bash men. And it does.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say it's okay.
It feels like it's okay.
I said that women can get away with it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. In society, it's viewed as okay is what I meant.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. I think it's crap. I think that the kind of pendulum kind of swung a little bit too far the other way.
Yeah.
And we just need to realize that you guys are just as valid as we are in your emotions and your feelings. And
keep going. Just keep going.
Great.
Let her go.
We shouldn't have taken this.
Let her go.
Call.
Let her go.
This is the call we should not have taken.
Let's hear it for the boys, because boys do make it fun and interesting. And I'm glad I've got my girlfriends, but man, I love the men in my life.
I like you. You should
call. You can come
often.
To the island.
Yeah. You're allowed. One on the boat. Come on.
But we should play that song, because you know what? Guys need to be celebrated. It's all about the girls on Mother's Day. The guys don't get it even near as well on Father's Day. And on Valentine's Day, it's about the girls. You know what? Let's celebrate the fact that there's some really good men out there.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait just a minute. Now, I know you're on a soapbox, but hold on a second.
Leave her there.
Wait a minute. Yeah. This entire conversation had nothing to do with how society is mean to men. Jeremy's sitting here bashing all the women.
I'm not bashing,
life.
And I'm not being mean at all. I'm not being mean at all.
You should
I
hear him so, off the air.
No,
so.
Shut up. Don't start.
So
that.
Easy for women to think it's okay to step all over men. And I don't know if that was the case with your mom. And I just know that sometimes you need to take a break. And I do think one of those callers is right in saying so.
That's all it is. It's a decompression time. And really, I think if we all did that every once in a while, marriages would last longer. Friendships would last longer.
Sarah, yeah. Thank you for your phone call. I love your passion. Thank you for being on the show.
I do.
Have a good night.
You as well.
I do agree with one thing she said. She said, you know, you guys need to be celebrated more. So, Jeremy, if you leave, let's I will celebrate
party.
That day.
No, yeah. Let's have a party. Yeah. Come on. Let's
Bye.
Get a pinata.
Going away party.
Emily's mad now.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.